Finally, today's global hit features a belly dancer. Her name is Anasma Vuong. She's originally from Paris. Her father is Vietnamese and her mother from Tunisia. These days, Anasma Vuong lives in New York, and she specializes in a fusion of belly dance and hip-hop.
I'm very attracted to hip-hop, which is, you know, urban, and at the same time, belly dance brings in the ethnic element, and I think they blend really well because they have a lot of isolation, both dance styles, and they are so complementary because hip-hop has such a masculine energy, a beat, and it's very animated, and belly dance brings in other elements, fluidity of movement, and the femininity. For the fusion, for hip-hop belly dance fusion, there's a lot of music that's being created using Middle Eastern sounds and combining them with hip-hop beats. A group that does that really well is Jin, based in New York. They have a djumbush, it's a guitar from Turkey, a dumbek, which is a drum from the Middle East, a djembe, and a human beatbox. And hurdy-gurdy. Brooklyn Melody is a very interesting tune. They actually combine a melody with a Saidi rhythm. The melody and the Saidi are typical to Middle Eastern rhythms. Doom-doom, tek-doom, tek-tek, doom-doom, tek. The fact of combining a Baladi rhythm and a Saidi rhythm together creates a non-typical combination, a little bit like an urban feel. It's like the fusion in the dance. You look at something and take a different perspective, and then it allows you to understand the object that you're looking at under a different angle and see its different facets and understanding better.
That was dancer Anasma Vuong. The song is Brooklyn Ballady by the group Jin. You can see an example of hip-hop belly dance fusion at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.